Wishing you a really beautiful Wednesday, and I hope you're having a good week so far. We have some lighter energies joining us this week, and it is good because there has been quite a lot of intense energy. So I hope you can make use of that and do some nice things for yourself or just simply enjoy a bit of peace and quiet. So this is actually our final week in the topic around allowing yourself, and I hope you have really enjoyed it. I know a few of you have been in touch about things that you're doing, and I know one of you shared in the WhatsApp group yesterday as well about like you're having so much fun by allowing yourself this month, and I just love to hear that because that's amazing. And I wanted to talk to you today about something that's it is about allowing yourself, but it's also about kind of this path that we go on around change. It came up a lot in a few readings I was doing yesterday, and it just really kind of struck a chord with me. And I think it's this idea of trying to quantify when we're allowing ourselves enough, when we're in alignment with ourselves enough, when we're listening into our intuition, when we are following the path that is right for us. Everybody here, and it's time for me, has joined because you'll have different reasons, but the overall reason I always kind of feel from those of you I speak to about it is like, yeah, ultimately it's about making time for yourself, but it's also about, fundamentally healing things to as much as you can, to allow your own personal growth as well, so that you can move through life where the impact of difficulties isn't affecting you as much because you're like really tuning in to yourself and listening to yourself and I suppose showing up for yourself now, And so many of you here are doing that just by even being a part of this, as I always say. But I think when we start to, like this month, say, okay, well, I'm going to allow myself to do this, that, and the other. I shared this with someone in their reading yesterday that just came to me, like it wasn't something I thought about before. And I thought, like, we don't actually have role models of people who allow themselves, of people who are in full alignment with themselves, of people who really follow their intuition, of people who live in a really expanded and high vibrational space more often. We can hear that people say they experience that sometimes. You may even hear me say I experience that sometimes. But moreover, the human experience is light and dark, and it's up and down. And we're not always going to be able to allow ourselves to do things, and we're not always going to be able to be in alignment, or we're not always going to want to even listen to our intuition if we're tired or whatever the reasons might be. And because we don't have somebody that can show us the way, let's say you've people like myself on a very minor level saying, okay, this could be the way, someone else saying this could be the way, someone else saying, oh no, this is definitely the way. And it's all just what I feel intuitively or what I tap into or what somebody else taps into. But if you wanted a person to look up to that perhaps started a business and became very successful, or you wanted to look at somebody who built a house, from scratch, or you wanted to look at somebody who managed to maybe overcome like a health issue or something like that, there are plenty of people around us that go through all of what I've just talked about. There are plenty of people that you can go to and say, how did you do that? What were the steps you took to take? How did you know when you'd overcome your health issue because you got better results? How did you know that your house was built because it was completed? How did you know that you had like grown a business because your results would show it? And when we're doing a lot of inner work and external work in terms of our external energy and our higher self, it is not quantifiable how far we are on our path. And we don't know. So the reason this kind of came up a few times yesterday was because some people were feeling that they were doing all these things and they weren't feeling this, I don't know, maybe it's this grand moment where it's like, oh my God, like the stars all aligned and fireworks were going off and rainbows were across the sky and butterflies were flying all around me. And I felt like this is it. And I think that's the hard part. And I think that's why minding ourselves and allowing ourselves is hard. Because very often, the biggest work that we're doing is not tangible. It is not physically present. we cannot even sense it sometimes. It's working its magic away under the surface. And those things that we're actually doing under the surface that we may not even recognize are the most life-changing things that you could ever do for yourself. So for each of you listening to this now today, I want you to know that you're already doing everything that you're hoping that you are. It's not some far out distant idea, I'll try to do that or I'll try to be better. You're already doing it. And the reason I know, I can say that 100% guaranteed that you're already doing that, is because you are tapping in and you're opening your awareness to something better and you're trying your best. And in doing all of that, you are already changing the energy of your life. You may not see the results of that in front of you in the physical form or in the results that we so need to think that we're on the right path or that we need to reassure ourselves or we need to anchor ourselves. You don't need any of that. You may never even get that. And yet, you could be changing at a phenomenal rate under the surface. And I really, like, I nearly feel emotional talking about this because I don't think, like, I read for, especially now in my tarot membership, like, I'm reading for so many people now every month, like, so tapping into a lot of energies. And I'm just like, Jesus Christ, people are doing so much. And it just became so apparent to me yesterday at how we close down ranks, how we stop doing what we're already doing. That's amazing. How we don't acknowledge ourselves, how we don't take pride in ourselves, how we don't be kind to ourselves because we think that we're still not doing enough. And you are, like, you're doing more than enough. And those changes will come. Those things will happen. And you may never, ever feel that you've changed. You may never sense and say, God, I got rid of that pattern. It's not about getting rid of parts of you, and it's not about getting rid of passions or habits. It's just about navigating around them. It's just about acknowledgement of who you are and your light and your dark parts and working with that. It's not about working against it. So no matter where you are in yourself right now listening to this, I want you to know that you have changed your energy on quite a rapid and phenomenal level. And we are very results-driven society. We all look for the results or the outcome or the thing that we think is going to make us feel better. We all look for those things. And what about if those things are already occurring and we just don't know because it's so in the background or under the surface, where that deeper healing work and deeper healing energy is happening? So when you think about allowing yourself, don't quantify it. The only way you could ever quantify whether you're in alignment with yourself, whether you're allowing yourself, whether you're moving in the direction of how you're going or where you're going, is how you feel. Do I feel good? Do I feel bad? And even that is also not quantifiable. You know, someone shared with me that they were doing a lot of work on themselves and wanted to be in a high vibrational state and just felt that they weren't there. And, you know, I was saying to them that you're never going to be fully there. We get moments of alignment. We get moments of intuition. We get aha moments. We get moments we tap into high, expansive, high vibrational energy. We will never be there all the time. That's why when those moments come, you savor them and you know how sacred they are. And then we go back to normal life and trot along as best as we can. So I wanted to share that with you because I felt it was really important. I feel it's really important for you to hear it and stop trying to quantify how far you've come based on what scale. There is no scale for this. There is no role model because every human being is flawed. The Dalai Lama is flawed. We don't know what goes on behind the scenes. You know, it's like people used to say to me, God, like, you're so calm, you're really gentle voice. You're this way, that way. Even people that know me personally think that about me. And like, I'm like, yeah, no, I'm not really like that at all. Like, actually at all. I'd like to be, but, and I am in my work, because actually when I'm in my work, I am in alignment with myself, so I come into a lovely zone. But I'm not very calm speaking and all the rest of it. It's just not that. So I think sometimes when you're even following someone or listening to someone, you make assumptions that, God, they must live a really calm life. I used to do it myself with people, but we're all human. It's not the way it is. We do our best. So I think over the last few months, and it's time for me, I really wanted to stop like just this element of trying to like fix ourselves or improve ourselves or whatever it was. And I spent the last few months bringing very, very gentle kind of teachings to you and more supportive teachings. I think they fit in well over the summer because a lot of us don't pay a lot of attention to this stuff over the summertime and have loads of social stuff. But as we're moving in now to autumn, next week's topic is kind of, we're going to go deeper, but we're going to keep it high energy, as in we're going to go deep, but allow ourselves to have bigger experiences. So I want to kind of shake things up a little bit. I want to re-energize us. And I think this month is a perfect way, and even this teaching is a perfect way to even get started with that ahead of next week, because, you know, it is like we're measuring our success against what? It's such a personal, individualized thing. It is not something that we could ever measure. And like I said, we will never know what that measurement actually even is, because I feel it'll be far greater than what you even think it is. So when you're having times where you're feeling a bit stuck or down, or you're like, Jesus Christ, I'm doing all these things and they're not working. And I've been there like plenty of times this year. Keep getting smacked in the face by these lessons this year over and over again. It's like, what else do I need to do? How can I change this? And it's just like, just fucking sit down and let it go. Like, you know, just sit down and just be like, I don't have to keep trying to solve this or fix this or find the solution for this or take up meditation or do this or do that. Just be with yourself for a moment, you know, and come back into anchoring into you, not into these measurements, not into these non-quantifiable fucking things. Like, you know, just be yourself, and know that that is good enough. So I will be back to you on Friday with our final teaching, but I really look forward to what we're going to do from next week, which I will share with you next week. And I'm just trying to think of the name of the topic. I know what we're going to do, but I'm like, how do I name it? So I'll share that with you next week. And I look forward to talking to you really, really soon.